From Radio Deutsche Welle, Melody Time. We invite you to join us for half an hour of light classical music. Hello and welcome to another edition of Melody Time. I'm Paul Benderow. One of the most fascinating events of the Paris theatre season of 1864-65 was the premiere of Offenbach's operetta La Belle Hélène. And today's concert opens with the overture. 6 years after the success of Orpheus in the Underworld, Offenbach had once again chosen a classical theme for his new operetta. La Belle Hélène is more open than Orpheus in its mocking, sometimes frivolously satirical criticism of society, its derision of authority, and its parody of the pompously overloaded grand opera of the day, much to the amusement of audiences, even including those who were the target of Offenbach's mockery. A real masterpiece of caricature. Here then is the overture to La Belle Hélène. Thank you. Then it was curtain up. The Munich Radio Orchestra, conducted by Willy Matthes, with the overture to the operetta La Belle Hélène, one of the greatest successes in Offenbach's career. On the day after the much-acclaimed premiere, the Paris critics were cautiously reserved in their reviews. But the enthusiasm of Parisian theatre-goers was what counted. All over the city, in cafes, restaurants and music halls, on streets and in salons, you could hear Offenbach's new melodies on the age-old theme of the abduction of the beautiful Helen that led to the 10-year Trojan War. History provides a well-nigh inexhaustible source of subjects for theatre of all kinds. Let's take another look back into the past with our next piece of music. Not 3,000 years back, as in Offenbach's case, just a mere 300. The protagonist of Albert Lortzing's comic opera Tsar and Carpenter is the Russian Tsar Peter the Great, who put his country on the path to becoming a great power, reformed the social system, and built Petersburg, making it his capital. Above all, he modelled his foreign and domestic policy on Western standards, which he'd studied on an extended journey through Europe. He stayed for some time with the seafaring Dutch, an incognito visit, so it's said, to study the art of shipbuilding. And it's this episode that provides the subject of Lortzing's opera. Incidentally, it was the composer himself who wrote the libretto, a loose combination of fact and fiction. Whether we can imagine that politically active Russian ruler indulging in such nostalgic memories of childhood is neither here nor there. The Tsar's song is a favourite with the public. And here it is, in a recording from 1953 with the tenor Horst Günther. He's accompanied by the orchestra of the Württemberg State Theatre, conducted by Ferdinand Leitner.
Krone und Stern, das schwirrt schon als Kind, ach, ich fang es so gern. Wir spielen und immer bedrohte mein Blick, froh kehrt ich zum Schoß. Schmückt mich die Krone, nun trag ich den Stern, das Volk meiner Russen beglückt ich so gern. Ich führ sie zur Größe, ich führ sie zum Oh, selig, oh, selig,
ein Denkmal im Herzen, er wird dir sich kaum, wenn ihr die
Tsar's song from Lortzing's opera Tsar and Carpenter. And we're now going to follow it up with another no less popular opera melody, the Intermezzo from Franz Schmidt's Notre Dame. This is an opera that was forgotten for many years, and equally forgotten was the fact that its composer, Franz Schmidt, once played an important role in the musical life of Vienna, as cello soloist in the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra, as professor and later director of the Vienna Music Academy, and above all, as a man who aided persecuted musicians in the Nazi era. Now people are beginning to honour Franz Schmidt's merits as a composer once again. The Intermezzo from his opera Notre Dame is regarded as a highlight of operatic literature, and here's an extract.
Thank you.
the Berlin Radio Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Christoph Perik, with the intermezzo from Notre Dame by Franz Schmidt. And on we go with some more theatre music, the next item on the programme being Gasparoni, an operetta full to bursting with comic situations, for which the book was written by the well-proven Vienna librettist duo Zell and Genet, and the score, equally overflowing with brilliant musical ideas, was composed by Karl Millecker. Even though the action is set in Sicily, Vienna waltzes play the main role in this work, as we'll soon hear. Gasparoni was first performed in 1884 at the Theater an der Wien, where Millecker had enjoyed success as the conductor for many years. Now he was also acclaimed as a composer. The famous conductor Hans von Bülow, after attending a performance of Gasparoni, cried enthusiastically, "Millecker, you've got melody." And how right he was. Hermann Prey with the waltz Dunkelrote Rosen, Deep Red Roses, from Gasparoni. Karl Millecker, the composer of that popular operetta, died on the last day of the 19th century, Vienna's Golden Century, on December the 31st, 1899. An impression of how things were in Golden Vienna before the birth of the waltz and the operetta can be gained from the Ländler we're about to play. This forerunner of the waltz was written by a composer who was tremendously popular for his dance music at the time of the Vienna Congress, Michael Palmer. Here's Palmer's Solo Ländler, played in the authentic style of the period by the Biedermeier Ensemble of Vienna. Thank you. That was Michael Palmer's Solo Ländler. Palmer is credited with having paved the way for the Vienna Waltz with his Ländler compositions. But the credit for the eventual triumph of the waltz goes to two young musicians from Palmer's orchestra, Josef Lanner and Johann Strauss, known to us as Johann Strauss the Elder. It's he who composed today's finale. Not a waltz, but a gallop, the very dashing Reisegalopp. Mika Eichenholz conducted the Slovak State Philharmonic in that recording of the Reisegalopp by Johann Strauss the Elder, which brings us to the end of this edition of Melody Time. Thank you for joining us. Until next time, from me, Paul Benderow, from Barbara Anders, who compiled the program, Dieter Glava, our producer, and studio manager Gerald Sandfort, it's goodbye and good listening.